The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Coming off a birthday celebration on Wednesday. Yes, where I got a great present in the form of New Japan Pro Wrestling, in the form of AEW Fighter Fest, and NXT Great American Bash. So, yes, I was well rewarded on my birthday. It's a great presence underneath the, not underneath the tree. This isn't quite Christmas, but I guess your birthday is kind of like Christmas in a way.
Yeah, why not?
So that's what I've been up to. How about you?
I've been just home, just resting, being not at work, which is great because they've been getting on my nerves.
Right. Before we get into the Great American Bash from NXT this week, just want to remind everybody that the NXT cast is a part of the WrestleCast. The WrestleCast can be found on the web at cspn.us. You can subscribe to the NXT cast through the WrestleCast feed. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Click on the one that has the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will be subscribed to the NXT cast, the Raw cast, SmackDown Matters, and also Cast of Strong Style. So you will hear our commentary with color on just about every promotion that wrestles that is big time. And we've got a podcast for it, so please subscribe and listen to them all. All right, Miss Simi, we're going to start off this week's show hot. NXT Women's Championship number one contender elimination match. Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, Mia Yim, and Tegan Nox are four contestants. Mia and Tegan, they double front suplex Dakota Kai onto Candice LeRae. And then Mia Yim eliminates Candice LeRae with the Protect Your Neck.
I know.
And then Mia proceeds to trash talk the heck out of Candice LeRae.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yes. Next up, Dakota Kai. She survives a code blue. Tegan falls to the outside after eating soul food from Mia Yim. Dakota, while Mia is kind of looking over the ropes at Dakota Kai on the outside. Tegan Nox on the outside. Dakota Kai slips in the back, uses an O'Connor roll, and she eliminates Mia Yim. So now we're down to
the former best friends.
Yeah. So now we're down to Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox. I was thinking about you when this was going on. I was like, I wonder how Miss Simi is feeling about this right now.
They double teased my girl Dakota. They wouldn't let her live.
Dakota Kai applies the Koji clutch and Tegan is trapped. Tegan then turns it into a pinfall for a two count, which ends up breaking the Koji clutch. Tegan hits a headbutt, followed by the Molly go round. Shout out to Molly Holly. And then she hits the shiniest wizard and she pins Dakota Kai to become the NXT Women's number one contender to face the winner of tonight's match. Well, really not. It wasn't a championship match, so she'll get a title shot against Io Shirai.
Fine.
Just fine? You were coming around. What happened?
I don't know. It's up and down with me with Tegan. But she did good in this match. She did do good in this match.
Clearly, stock down.
I don't know. I'll come around. It'll happen. It'll happen. Somehow. I don't actively hate her. It's not like how I feel about Lego Evans. I don't hate her. Just, you know, I got to see a little bit more.
I got you. Damian Priest, he's interviewed. He talks directly to the camera. He's directing his words to Cameron Grimes. He says Cameron Grimes has his attention, and he challenges him to a one-on-one match with no tricks, no games.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. Maybe it's going to be like an occasion match or something.
Maybe. We go backstage. Bayley's hyping up Sasha Banks like the good friend that she is. And now for the match that was there to tickle my personal fancy. Oney Lorcan versus Timothy Thatcher.
Lorcan on his feet, half and half suplex dropping. Timothy Thatcher on his neck and European uppercut. Sure to send a few chicklets flying. The cover and the hook of the leg, and Oney Lorcan recording a two count. Now Lorcan gets kicked off by Timothy Thatcher. Lorcan perhaps going for one of his mentor Lance Storm's patented moves, a single leg Boston Crab, but now unloading with chops and European uppercuts.
Yeah, that single leg crab is something Thatcher has taught in his submission school.
Thatcher has sat under many incredible learning trees, including Josh Barnett. Josh Barnett, of course, trained under Billy Robinson, but Oney Lorcan doesn't care who Thatcher trained with. Oney Lorcan came to throw down.
Wow.
And look at Lorcan go.
Look at the eyes.
Oh. Oh, and another vicious chop. And now Oney Lorcan maneuvering Thatcher into that single leg Boston Crab. A potential submission. And the reversal by Thatcher. Oh, and Thatcher.
Wow. He's got that knee tied up.
Putting all kinds of pressure on Oney Lorcan. Then was looking for his Fujiwara armbar. Lorcan escaped. Comes back with a couple of knife edge chops. Looking for the trifecta. Blocked by Thatcher. Chopping down Lorcan with a right.
No limb is safe with Timothy Thatcher around.
Double underhook. Butterfly suplex float over into the cover. Cradles Lorcan for a two.
Thatcher continues to put the pressure on.
And again, just looking to cradle. Maybe looking for the sugar hold, the patented sugar hold. Actually was put in the sugar hold by Stu Hart in the dungeon. But looking, Lorcan with the fish hook.
Desperation move, but it might have been on the track.
And now Thatcher transitions into the Fujiwara armbar. Look at the torque.
Imagine the pain that Oney Lorcan has been going through the entire week of this match.
There's the tap. Thatcher wins with the Fujiwara armbar. He's not letting it go.
Come on. Let it go.
Wow, Thatcher looking to separate the shoulder of Oney Lorcan.
Timothy Thatcher.
So Thatcher, impressive.
Look at the face of Timothy Thatcher, and look at Oney Lorcan's right arm. Thatcher enjoyed every second of this.
Yeah, as soon as this match started, I was like, so Don is in like the happiest place on earth right now, because it was just like all like submission versus submission and like grappling and all that stuff. And I was just like, Don is in heaven right now. I know it.
Yes, I sure was. You know me so well in such a short time. Yeah, this was all me right here. This was just grappling, submission holds, counters, reversals, chops, not a lot of, no high flying anything. I don't even think they did a drop kick in this match.
No.
They didn't leave the ring. Everything was in the ring. So, yeah, I mean, this is just, you know, definitely what I like about professional wrestling, what I kind of wish wrestling would have evolved more into, instead of more of the high flying and guys taking risks and doing dives and flips, that they were more into holds and reversals and submissions and the more of the mat wrestling. As a kid, they would have labeled this a scientific wrestling match, and mm-hmm. I was here for it.
You know, I'm team flippy shit, team spots, but I really like this match. It was kind of like how I felt with the AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan match.
Right.
Like, I really liked, like, how they each had a counter for the submissions, and, like, it was different holds. And, like, Timothy Thatcher was like, you are not getting out of this armbar. You're not going to get out of this hold. Whatever you do, I'm going to roll you up, and you're going to get, going to be your arm. It's mine. Every time. So, I really, really like this match. Timothy Thatcher has no regard for other people's limbs, as evidenced by the school that he started just to break them. This is a really good match, though. I like this, the bald one. What's his name? Lorcan?
Yeah, Oni. Yeah, Oni.
I like him.
Yeah,
Oni. I was just like, ooh, yeah. You're scrappy. I like you.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, he's a tough customer. He likes to fight. Yeah. He likes to get hit. So yeah, he's definitely the perfect guy.
Yeah, he said that. He was just like, I like to fight. I was just like, okay. I see it.
You're in the perfect business, sir.
Right.
We get a Karrion Kross vignette. He's talking about the status quo's time is up. He says it's not about the time you put in, but about the time you take away. I was just here for the Scarlet part.
Basically. There wasn't enough Scarlet.
Yeah, exactly.
Although Karrion is growing on me, enjoy his voice.
Okay. He looks but like us. He's beginning to look more and more like a skinny big cast to me.
Yeah. Dang it. Now it's ruined. But I like his voice, so we'll focus on that. Needed more Scarlet though.
Always need more Scarlet. Aaliyah and Robert Stone. They're taking on Rhea Ripley. If Rhea Ripley loses, she must join the Robert Stone brand. Rhea blocks Robert Stone's roll-up attempt and she headbutts him. Rhea then puts both of them in the prism trap at the same time for a simultaneous submission, and Rhea Ripley is your winner.
I'll be honest, I fast-forwarded through this match. I was just not interested.
You had no love for Robert Stone and Aaliyah?
No, I just want him to be messy and drunk. I don't care about this.
Messy and drunk.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to be happy. I just want him to be disheveled. That's funny to me. I wasn't interested in this. I was just like, yeah. Like, it started, and I was like, okay. And then I was like, I'm not interested. And plus, it went to that picture-in-picture, and then my eyes are bad, and I was like, bye. So I just passed over.
That's the one of the perks of watching this on the NXT recorded on your DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that I switched to Verizon and I actually have DVR, ooh, the fast-forwarding. I'm like, goodbye. No commercials. Goodbye. Don't care about you. Bye-bye. Great.
Next up, we have Dexter Lumis versus Roderick Strong in a strap match. Bobby Fish comes out to ringside to help, but Lumis survives the sit kick. Bobby Fish tries to run in, but he gets clotheslined by the strap and eventually knocked off the apron into the plexiglass. Lumis wraps Roderick Strong up in the strap, and then he hits a uranage into the silent submission, and Roderick Strong has to tap, and Dexter Lumis is your winner.
Dexter Lumis is still a demon.
Yeah.
My goodness. But this match was, It was pretty good. It was a little long, though. Yeah. Because after I was just like, oh, they're still going. Oh, it's still going. So after a while, I was just like, you gotta wrap it up. I love you, Roderick Strong. And Dexter Lumis, I guess, you still freak me out. But it was just a little long in the tooth.
It started out slow because Roderick Strong was doing all that stalling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then once it got going, once it got to the middle and they kind of got outside the ring by the cars, then it started to pick up a lot, and the closing was really good. But yeah, it took a little minute to get there.
It was like that Gargano and like Ciampa match where it was just like, okay, you could have cut out a good like 7 minutes of this and it would have been much more effective.
Right, right. We get a Prime Target video hyping next week the match between Keith Lee and Adam Cole, baby.
Yes, this is going to be fun.
Really going to be fun. I think this is going to be, have a candidate, if they let them do what they can do, this could be one of the best matches in WWE this year.
Yeah. And that video package, it really, like, highlighted, like, yo, Keith Lee and Adam Cole really were the business this year. They did a shit ton.
Yeah, yeah. This is actually pretty funny. It's one of my favorite parts of this show. Backstage, Candace and Johnny complain that Candace got jumped 3-on-1. It was a 4-way, not a 3-on-1. Johnny's like taking up for Candace, and all of a sudden you just see Candace just dart off the screen, and Johnny's like, oh. So they run over there, and just like a couple of weeks ago, it's on site between Candace and Mia Yim. This time it's Candace, though, that's like, oh, there she go. So she's brawling with Mia Yim. Swerve Scott just happens to be around and tries to break it up. Johnny gets mad because he tried to break it up by pushing Candace away. So Johnny and Swerve, they start arguing, and the officials have to break it up because of the furloughs and the firings. Shawn Michaels had to run out there and break people up. I was like,
that's great.
Is that Shawn Michaels breaking people up?
Right. It was just so much. So much happened. Like, as soon as he darted off, I was just like, wait, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, brawl. Brawl? It's a brawl? Yes, brawl. I got really excited. It was great.
Yeah, I like how it isn't just one-sided, like how we saw Mia go after her. Like a couple weeks ago when Keith Lee and her were kind of doing the same thing where they walk backstage and all of a sudden she sees Candace and she just breaks off. And then this time they did the reverse. So, I'm glad it's on site both ways when it comes to those. Both of them. El Ligado del Fantasma are out for their promo. Our man Escobar speaks about when Lucha Libre stars were role models and movie stars. Since then, they've been reduced to nothing more than masks. The roots are going to be rediscovered by this group. His promo was cut off by Drake Maverick. He's back. He's in a neck brace. He's limping. He removes the neck brace and he charges the ring. And of course, he gets beaten down for it. But surprisingly, Drake Maverick is saved this time. Not by Jake Atlas. Not by anybody else in the cruiserweight division who supposedly had his back during this time, but he's saved by Breezango.
Yay!
So they clean the house. They get rid of Joaquin Wilde and who is the other guy? Joaquin Wilde and God, what's the other guy? He's really good too. But Joaquin Wilde and Mendoza. So Escobar, though, he's slick. He left the ring as soon as Breezango came out. He slid out of the ring, so nothing happened to him. Fandango says that next week they'll have no place to run, as it's announced that it's going to be a 6-man tag. Drake Maverick and Breezango versus El Ligado del Fantasma.
Woo! This is going to be fun. I like this little promo section, but I was just like, we could have kept this because we're Sasha and Io.
It's getting late.
I just, I was just like, come on now. You said no commercials. They're not out yet. There's a promo. I see a segment. I see another segment. Time is ticking. Let's go. Where are my people?
Now it's time for my guy, Cameron Grimes. He's interviewed.
He's so excitable.
He's interviewed about Damian Priest's challenge. Grimes mocks his voice and says he doesn't live in the past. He's looking to the future. And he's challenging the winner of Adam Cole, baby, and Keith Lee next week. He says that he is the number one contender, and he's going straight to the moon.
He kept rhyming. I don't know. For some reason, sometimes he reminds me of Popcorn Leghorn, and I don't know what to do. I just love it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like turned it
up. The more excited and loud he gets, it's just, it tickles me every time.
Yeah, he's turned his promos up the last, like, 2 months or so. Ever since that ever since he beat Finn Balor, and ever since that time he was talking trash about Finn Balor, and Finn Balor popped up behind him. Yeah, he has been on it. We get another Mercedes Martinez vignette. And she's going to debut next week. So next week our lineup is Liga del Fantasma versus Breezango and Drake Maverick, Candice LeRae versus Mia Yim in a street fight, and the double title match between Adam Cole and Keith Lee.
Yeah. Mercedes Martinez, didn't she already debut though? She had a match.
I think she had a match in the women's tournament, the Mae Young Classic. But I don't think
but
she's.
Even after that, though,
I think she wrestled Shayna. She wrestled Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she has had an official NXT match. But I guess they're like, nobody remembers that. So.
Right. They're like, I remember Triple H. So, I remember Hunter. But, yeah, I guess they're just there. Like kind of reintroducing her.
Right. Right.
Which is cool. I'm fine with that, though, because she seems real dope.
Yeah, she does seem really dope. She's very dope, actually. She's very tough.
Yeah.
Very seasoned.
Right. She gives me, like, leader of a biker gang, and I'm here for it.
Now it's time. Oh, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Io Shirai versus Sasha Banks. Non-title match. Sasha goes for the sunset flip bomb through the ropes, and she does it to Io into the plexiglass. Io avoids the frog splash back inside the ring as she puts on the cross face. Sasha is struggling to get to the ropes, so Bayley slides in one of the tag team titles. The ref takes it out of the ring, allowing Bayley to get in a cheap shot on Io that breaks the hold. Bayley has a tug of war over the title with the referee. So Sasha is going to go for the other tag team title, but Asuka has got a hold of it. Asuka pulls the title away from Sasha. She spits the mist in Sasha's face. Io rolls up Sasha for a two count. Then she hits the big moonsault to get the win. And Io Shirai is victorious over Sasha Banks. And Asuka and Io Shirai celebrate in the NXT ring together to end the show.
Now, this was a match. It did not disappoint.
Yeah.
I knew my girls were gonna bring it. I said it and they did. And more.
Yeah.
Just delivering.
They tore it down.
They are so good at selling and just like hitting those moves. Yo, when Sasha like threw her into that plexiglass, I was like, oh no. It was so much. I was like, ah shit. It was just it was so good. See, this is how you put each other over. Like, neither one came out looking weak. Miss Asuka brought back the mist. And then you notice, like, when Io covered Sasha, she made sure to, like, put her leg basically over her face.
Yeah.
So that the ref wouldn't see it. And then when the ref saw her face, his face was like, oh, shit, I messed up. It's the little thing. The little thing.
This was a match that deserved a crowd. A legitimate crowd.
Uh-huh.
Because, man, people would have been going crazy for this.
Yeah, listen. Because I know I was. It was just me in my living room.
When I heard that they were having the match last Saturday when it was trending, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, they never do this. They never tease something and then give it to you. They always tease it and be like, man, remember that time when?
Right.
But, man, they actually delivered on it. And the ladies, like you said, they came up aces. I mean, it's just what the Boss Bay does. It's the week of the Boss Bay.
It is. Just so good.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
even like the interviews afterwards. Like, it was so funny. Like, Sasha and Bayley, like, getting interviewed by, I don't know who the black girl is. Yep. They're like, you didn't introduce yourself to us again. And then, like, Bayley kept covering Sasha's face because she didn't want people to see the green mist. It was just, ooh, it was so good. I want to see Asuka and Io versus Bayley and Sasha. I said it. I want it. Give me.
Yeah, they already done teased it, so they might as well go ahead and follow through with it now.
Right. When there's an audience, give it to me at a WrestleMania, at some kind of pay-per-view. I want it.
You know, we're all expecting Sasha and Bayley to like turn on each other. But what if they just keep it going and that's all they do? Is just they just go around and just wrestle these dream matches against people together and in single
perfectly
matches.
Fine. I'd be perfectly fine.
All
with that.
At the same time, still teasing that little bit of like, you know,
that would be fine.
Bayley's not always such a good friend, and Sasha sometimes isn't such a good friend either.
Right.
But they understand each other, so they're good friends to each other, you know?
Yeah. I'd be fine with that. I think that maybe they're going to do like a, they're both think all of the gold at the same time.
Right.
And they might not even like pull the trigger on the feud until maybe next WrestleMania.
Right. Right.
Which I'd be fine with. I'm good with like slow burn storytelling.
Yeah, that's, I think, one of the things that AEW has a big advantage over WWE by not having so many quote-unquote pay-per-views, not having a monthly pay-per-view, is they can let their stuff slow burn for a month and a half, and then they can kick it in gear when they, you know, right here the last 2 or 3 weeks and get you, like, ready for the event instead of WWE. It's like, hey, we're going to do all the cool stuff before we get to the big match, and by the time you see the big match, it's gonna be like wah wah wah.
Exactly. I think what they're doing with like Bayley and Sasha is like the smartest like thing. Like, they're just letting it just like simmer in the background and simmer in the background, just teasing us, but not really. So it's just like, I'm a fan. Keep going.
Yeah, I am ready for just everything in NXT to just culminate next week with this Adam Cole thing. It's like either he's going to win this match and they're going to have to find somebody, like some new signee to win and take it from him, or Keith Lee is about to be like the double champion and be like the black wrestler for black wrestling fans to get behind and show all the love to. Don't let Vince McMahon have anything to do with him.
Please. Literally don't. Do not. Just leave him out of it.
Yeah. He is, he's going to ruin him.
And just don't. Get away from Vince.
It's just, it's like, you know, they're like, everybody's like, there's no reason Adam Cole shouldn't be on the main roster. There's no reason Adam Cole shouldn't be on the main roster.
Yes, there is.
But
there's a very big reason.
The reason he's not on the main roster is because he's only like 5'9".
Yeah.
And like 168 pounds. But.
And Vince is like, we already have Daniel Bryan. We need another small one.
Right. We can barely, he barely gets by with AJ Styles just because they got the same politics. That's why he tolerates that. But yeah, it is a very curious situation with Adam Cole coming up with this match against Keith Lee. It could be shenanigans though. Because we got a promo that said No, the promo from Karrion Kross where he said the status quo's time is up. It's not about the time you put in, but the time you take away. Because, you know, Keith Lee did smash the hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what if Keith Lee wins both of them and then Karrion Kross comes and he takes the North American Championship? But they have Keith Lee as the NXT Championship and Adam Cole trying to get back in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work. Mm-hmm. We could do some, that would be some good booking, get some good stories out of that.
Possibilities.
Definitely a lot of possibilities going into next week's show.
Yeah.
So I'll let you start the recap this week. What stood out to you? What you like? What you didn't like?
Of course, my girl Sasha and Io. That was the highlight of the night. For me, it gave me everything that I wanted. Just like, I wanted them to fight for like 20 more minutes. I was like, just keep going. Just keep going. Give me an Iron Woman match with these two because it was so good. And then also, what else did I love? I really loved the Thatcher and Oni Lorcan match, which surprised me. I was just like, oh, this is fun. I like the submission versus submission thing and the different holds. That was fun. Cameron Grimes made me laugh. I just love him. Yeah, he's grown on me so much. Before, I didn't get it. I was just like, I don't understand this man with his hat, his vest. I don't get it. But he's just grown on me exponentially. And then I like the number one contenders match. And I like that Mia and Candice just, like, every time they see each other, they're going to fight. That gladdens me. Great show. Great show.
I have the same sentiment as you. Everything that you basically just said, I ditto. I mean, there's only really two kind of lull spots in the whole show, and they were back-to-back, the Aaliyah, Robert Stone versus Rhea Ripley match, and then the strap match.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot about it.
Yeah, and the strap match isn't really a bad match. It just takes a little bit of time to get going. Yeah. But everything with the number one contenders match was really fun. Of course, like you know, I said in the review, the Oni Lorcan Timothy Thatcher, yes, that was just strictly for me on my birthday. Excellent gift.
Happy birthday,
Thank you, Triple H. I appreciate it. And then, like you said, Candice and Johnny with the backstage stuff between Candice and Mia Yim was a lot of fun. Cameron Grimes promos are, you know, must-see things. They're real short, but they're really good. Surprised that Breezango is going to come out here and shake up for Drake Maverick, so that was shocking. But at least Drake's got some friends.
Right,
they let him get beat down three times in a row.
Right. Because Swerve Scott was back there. He broke up Mia and Candace, but he didn't come out and help Drake.
Right. And then, of course...
He was like, I'm going to mess up my white outfit.
And then, of course, the main event, you know, Io and Sasha, everything that we thought it was going to be and more. This has been far more entertaining with Sasha Banks and Bayley being the traveling champions than Charlotte was.
It was. Because the thing that happened with Charlotte is that she didn't really, like, propel any stories forward or, like, much of anything. It was just kind of, oh, look, here's Charlotte. She's big and bad, and it didn't really do
What really should have happened was, like, it should have been another rematch with Rhea Ripley. She lost.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Binky should have still been there, and Binky should have been the one to beat Charlotte. And now it's Binky and Io Shirai going head-to-head. And it should have been Io Shirai beating Binky, and then Binky comes up, and then Io goes on, and then whoever's next. That should have been the true progression of it.
Exactly. Because, like, Bianca Belair, I think she really, like, took the win right out of what's-her-face, Rhea Ripley's veil, kind of.
Right. Because
she's so, like, charismatic and just so, like, she has it. And so it's just like, eh.
Yeah.
What you gonna do about it?
I know
you can't outshine a star.
I know that Triple H is probably lobbying like every week. Hey, You don't have any plans for her, huh? Can she come back to NXT?
She should.
Bruce, like,
come on.
Bruce, you got anything for Bianca Belair this week? No?
No.
You know, we got plenty of stuff for over here in NXT right now.
Right. Red Rover, bring Bianca Belair over.
So, hopefully, though, with the Viking Raiders and Street Profits' little contest thing over, and their next program looking like it's going to be with Angel Garza and Andrade, possibly if Angel Garza and Andrade can keep their stuff
together.
Yeah, then maybe that'll create the space for Bianca to be more of a permanent player, because, you know, Zelina's going to, you know, interfere and do some underhanded stuff to try to get her guys over. So maybe that could be the spot where Mickey can kind of interject herself in and then become more of a, get her feet wet on Raw as a weekly character and then go from there.
Right. Because what other ladies are on Raw? Is Ruby Riott still over there?
Yep, Ruby Riott's there, Liv's there, Natty's there, Asuka, Nia Jax, Kairi Sane.
Nia and Bianca.
Yeah, that would be interesting, right?
Or little Kairi and Bianca. Because they had a thing, right?
Yeah.
Kairi and Bianca?
Yeah.
See? Come on, Bruce Pritchard. This is off the top of my head, and I don't even watch Raw. Come on.
So, at this time, Miss Simi, I'll turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Shout-out to you, Mr. Don.
Oh, there they go, the fireworks. They've started.
They've been on for like an hour. It's just, this was the loudest one. Sounded like a dying duck, and I hate it. Anywho, interrupting my goddamn shout-out. Fireworks. Anyway, shout-out to you, Don. Happy belated birthday. I guess homeboy out there knew, and he wanted to celebrate also. So that was for you. shout-out to the listeners, and shout-out to the CSPN family. Always fun to talk wrestling with you guys.
Thank you, Miss Simi. I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone across Twitter and the hashtag to wish me a happy birthday on Wednesday, especially my man, Quan Central R. Thank you, bud. Good looking out. Miss Jade to the Max, Miss Didi Jonet, all the Russell Bays, and all the members of the GLOW, thank you very much. Everybody who joins us each and every week inside the hashtags NXT Cast, Dynamite Cast, Raw Cast, SmackDown Matters. Give a big shout out to Mr. Mo to the _ Reese and Wash Darwin, Samuel Kalunga, also Greg and his family. Hopefully, everybody out there who listens to us is doing well. Big shout out to our patrons for sponsors. For getting the content, the extra content over on the Dark Match, listening to our AEW reviews. You can also become a patron if you go over to patreon.com/CSPN Media, sign up as a $3 or $5 patron, and you'll get access to the Dark Match, where you'll find me and Miss Simi talking AEW Dynamite each and every week. Plus, you'll also receive some pre and post show conversations from all of the shows here on the WrestleCast Network as well. So definitely worth your investments if you're a big fan of AEW and a fan of the CSPN and all the personalities here. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLorente. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of the NXT Cast. Stay tuned for the parting promo.
See you on the hashtags. Wear your mask and wash your hands.
Earlier tonight, Damian Priest challenged you to a rematch. What do you have to say?
You know, I heard what he had to say, McKenzie.
Sadly for him, is he doesn't understand, it's grind time. You know, for a man that claims he's going to live forever, he sure is in a hurry to come after me, Terry Grimes. But I mean, why wouldn't he, you see? But I ain't got time to worry about the past, because I've got my foot on the gas. Whoa! I'm going to the top! That's why I'm calling you out. Adam Cole, Keith Lee, it don't matter, whoever gets that victory is gonna have to fight me, because I'm calling it right now. Mackenzie Mitchell, Cameron Grimes is the number